Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hi there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, did you hear it? It said something like you've been kicked from this conference, and then it
yeah. What the hell?
Weird. That was weird.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't.
That was so weird.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure what the last thing you heard me say, but we've got a client interview, and this is Pacific time. There's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and also 3 o'clock. Now we schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour. That means at some point in that first half an hour, we're going to give you the call, and then it'll take about a half hour after that. You don't have to be in front of the computer, but like I said, we're going to want to talk to you about your business and information you want to
Hey. We'll have pictures for you guys of our portfolio, really nice high-end pictures that you guys can use to target good high-end clients.
High-end clients, like, yeah, that's really going to be perfect. You can
really top quality, like beautiful photos.
That's going to render nicely on your website too then.
Oh, yeah.
If you still have that paper and that red pen, you can put photos at localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. The catch-all for your account is the support email. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll forward it to the right department. But that is the photos department email specifically.
Perfect.
So,
I want to give them beautiful photos that catch the eye, and then when someone is Googling gutters, they can make two clicks and then see, boom, oh, wow.
Yeah, those photos are going to be not just on the website itself. They're going to be on your Google listing. Google calls it the knowledge panel. So it's basically like a digital brochure for your business. So even if they don't originally click on your website, they can see those photos. There's going to be a couple of photos that they can see even before they click on it. And then, of course, that's going to make them want to click on your website and then hit the click the call button and call you. So we've got one, and this is, again, Pacific time, 1, 2, or 3 o'clock available today for that client interview. Which of those would work better for you?
Say that one more time.
Pacific time for a half an hour phone call from our client interview technician, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock?
Either one.
Doesn't matter. So.
Nope.
1 o'clock.
Does not matter. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That's perfect.
So we'll put it down for one. It'll be scheduled from 1 until 2. Call probably going to get to you just a few minutes after 1. Again, that's specific. If I'm available when our client interview technician, it might be 5, 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, maybe 15 if they're running behind. If I'm available and I don't get a whole lot of heads up, I might be on another call. But if I'm available when our client interview technician is ready, I'll be on that call as well to kind of just introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you directly. They've got the file. They've got all the notes. They'll be able to take good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call and for the future security of your account here, I did want to set up a quick security question, meaning if
yes.
you call us or if Nicholas calls us, so you're going to want to put give him the answer to this question too. If anybody calls us saying that they're with Iron Cross Builders LLC, we're going to quickly ask them to give us the answer to the security question. And Justin, if anyone calls you telling you that they're with Google or telling you that they're with Local Splash, first of all, they do need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know.
Are you the owner?
No, I'm just your account lead on this. Of course, I'm not the owner of the company. I'm the regional pricing director for the Pacific Northwest, though. So they'll know that I was the one on this account. They'll know that, you know, I'm the pricing director for the Northwest. They'll also want to know, unprompted, both the question and the answer. So anyone, and you might get calls. Hey, you know, we're calling you from Google. You might get calls from people trying to say, you know, we need a little bit more information to optimize your Google listing. They might, if they ask you for money especially, just hang up on them. Like I said in the voice verification, it's $2.99, it bills on the first. That's it, period. But your options for the security question are your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question? City you're born in, and what is the answer?
Spokane, Washington.
Spokane. Okay, I got to type it in twice. So you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email? that are automated systems that is sent out already?
What is that, like a receipt from paying for it?
Yeah, you're going to get the system sends out pretty much simultaneously both the client support email with the support information.
Welcome to Local Splash. We are passionate. I received one from you.
That's the one we don't want you to look at. I kind of wish the system waited to send that one out, but it does send the welcome email right out right alongside with the invoice email, which is the one that I actually want you to look at here. It's the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. It says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I've yet to receive that one.
Okay. Our emails are sent out periodically, not periodically, but every couple of seconds. They're sent out in bulk through our server, so they don't get sent out right away. This may help. It may also mean that you're going to get two of these, but I'm going to trigger it manually too. And
because
then
you
it
will
also
receive the login credentials within 7 days. So
the welcome email. So then the invoice email triggers the text message as well. Give it a second, maybe refresh, but you should receive something that says welcome for choosing Local, or thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. I have yet to receive it at the moment.
You know, I'm starting to...
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
There you go.
Looks
and then it should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Google Business Profile Optimization Services.
Correct.
Directory
yeah.
Submission.
Yeah, that's it. So we are going to optimize I don't want to walk you through everything, but we are going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll optimize your listing on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. The Facebook ads are included as well. But like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, you'll see a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So it is case sensitive, just the space between first and last.
I already found it.
Okay. Is it asking you already for a username and a password?
Yep.
Okay. You can stop right there. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is your same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks your tracking system is active already. It's not. It's also thinking that you're trying to log into it, which you're really not. And I think if you put in a password now, it would give you an error message that your tracking system hasn't been created yet. We have to do the client interview first to get the information to create that content for there to be something to track. But
yeah, they all said I would receive login info in like the next 7 days. So I'm
correct. And that's worst case scenario. It's usually, especially that's when we push out the client interview or the client doesn't answer the phone and we don't do the client interview for a few days. But we have it scheduled for today. So once your client, once your tracking system is active, you're going to get by text and email both a username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change your password once you log in if you like. Some people never do. Either way, it's fine. I can give you already, though, the username because the username has already been created and it cannot be changed. Thankfully, it's easy to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 509-957-2067, that is the username. Now, if you're going to email the support email, please include your username and password, that or username or your phone number, not your password, your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That way we can easily access it and send it to the right department. The photos at localsplash.com email, you don't have to include that because it goes directly to them.
Yep.
But you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 1 o'clock hour, again, Pacific time, I'll be part of that call. If not, or even if I am, I did want to be the very first
1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time because I'm in Germany.
Yeah, that is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard. So we're talking in about an hour and a half, maybe, that they'll give you a call.
That's all I need to say now.
I can still do two or three if that's going to make it easier for you. So.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, got it. So it'll be in about an hour and a half or so.
I have one more question before we
play. It won't happen right at one that they call you, but a few minutes after.
I have another question before we go.
Okay. Sure, perfect.
When I receive those leads, am I going to receive any contacts or any notes?
Or they just call us
or have our email directly.
If they call you directly, they're going to be like, hey, you know, I saw your website. I saw you on Google. Looks like you do this. And then they're going to be talking to you. If they contact you through your website or even if not, I mean, obviously if they're calling you directly, you're already in that conversation, but you're still going to be able to see after the fact, you know, where they were, what they typed in, things like that. So you'll be able to access that information after the fact if they're calling you directly, but it's there ahead of time if they fill out the contact form and then you follow up with them. Okay.
I understand. But either way, they'll say, I was in gutters and I saw blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Yeah, I typed in gutter covers or gutter installation or gutter repair, whatever they type in.
Repair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to also send you
a few different areas.
Yes, correct. And that's a big part of what we're going to talk about in that client interview, where you want to specifically be found. And especially with the social media and the paid ads, the Facebook ads, we can target specific areas. Again, Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, things like that. I'm going to send you right now
for certain stuff because that's a bigger market, but we also want to create a grassroots presence.
Yeah, so I've got a little bit of a head start here for our client interview technician, and then let me just do a couple of things. One, I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it. It's going to your email, and again, it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's
onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Wait, is that
onomatopoeia?
What do you call it when you abbreviate something and make it a, what is
that?
It could be an onomatopoeia.
I
you know what I'm talking about. It's like an abbreviated.
I do, but that's like my freshman English brain that I don't have.
Come on. Yeah. I know. I'm trying to think of the word. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
like a synonym, but not really.
It's not an amalgam.
Well, you turn a whole word into one letter.
Word
is the letter. Fuck. That's going to drive me nuts.
let's solve it now.
What is it? Oh, God.
We're going to Google it because Google is going to help us with everything. When each word spells, when each letter spells
when
a word.
When each letter spells the word. What is that?
I know it starts with an A. It's not an amalgam because that's a combination or kind of a...
Yeah, what the heck is that?
Acrostic. When
what?
Acrostic, A-C-R-O-S-T-I-C, acrostic. That's acrostic. when the first letter spells the word.
Acronym.
Yes. Acronym or acrostic. That's what I meant. So now we got to know what onomatopoeia is.
Yo.
I can ask my kid if they were here.
What the hell is that?
Alright, so onomatopoeia. It's like okay, so when the formation of the word or sound is associated with the name, like cuckoo or buzz, that's an onomatopoeia.
Oh,
when the word itself sounds like what it does or what it is, ding is an onomatopoeia.
So instead of a play on words, it's a play on sound.
Sound, exactly.
It's a play on acoustic. Yeah, it's like an acoustic Interesting.
All right. Okay. So we got that set. I love Google. Google fix everything.
Come on, man.
All right. So,
come on,
so yeah. So I sent out that calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, but it's really just for your records. And then while I've got you on the phone, as far as the forms of payment that you accept, cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
We do have PayPal. We do accept debit and credit cards. We do accept cash, and we do accept checks. You do not have Venmo or any other kind of way to be paid at the moment.
All right, that's okay. If that ever changes, just let us know. We'll update that for you.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're all set and squared away here on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 1 o'clock Pacific time hour, I'll be on that call. Otherwise, you know, real pleasure speaking with you. Definitely, you know. You made me laugh a couple of times. We learned stuff together, which is great. You've been patient. You've been kind. Yeah, for sure. Buzz, ding, all that. That's good stuff. Onomatopoeia. Yeah. And we refreshed our brain. We gained access to our freshman high school brain that used to know what an acronym was without it being.
No kidding.
So hard and confusing. An acronym. We know what an acronym is. We need to forgive ourselves, right? But yeah. Now we definitely know what an acronym was. Not I know what it is. I can't remember it. It's on the tip of my tongue. No, we know what acronym is. We know what onomatopoeia is.
Hey, what was the first version you gave me? An old Greek version or an old Latin version? Acronymous.
Acrostic, I think.
Wait a minute.
You came up with acronym. I think acrostic is a form of the word acronym. It's got the same root, the same Latin or Greek root, so it must mean the same thing.
I know how to speak German and English, so it was like giving me the root of the word.
Yeah.
When you said that, acrostic.
It's funny, but we solved it. We solved the mystery. We Scooby-Dooed that thing, you know?
I feel good now.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
That would be crazy.
I know it was, and it's starting to drive me crazy too, so I'm like, hey, let's Google it. Let's do it. All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, if I'm available in about an hour and a half or so when we give you that follow-up call, I'll be on that call. But if not, you take care.
I'd love to hear from you guys.
All righty. Take care, Justin. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Peace.
Peace to you as well, Mr. Moore. Take care. Onomatopoeia. Bang.
Onomatopoeia.